this world keeps spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signing executive orders and proclamations today, including reimposing his 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from his first term.
Our nation requires steel and aluminum to be made in America, not in foreign lands. We need to create in order to protect our country's future.
The president also pardoned former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who had his corruption conviction commuted by President Trump during his first term. USAID officials say food commodities purchased from American farmers stranded in warehouses and ports after President Trump moved to shut it down are moving once again. Officials, though, say the agency is not authorized to handle any new requests for food assistance. Gas prices across the country on the rise. The Energy Department shows regular unleaded is up 5 cents a gallon this past week. And stores like Trader Joe's and Costco have started limiting egg purchases since bird flu is impacting supplies and prices. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The Winter School District would like to inform you all that they are closed for the day. According to a Facebook post from the school district, due to a water main break, the village president has directed the Winter School District to close the school on February 10th, that is today, to alleviate strain on the water system during the repairs. They appreciate your understanding and cooperation, and they ask that you please stay tuned for further updates and do not hesitate to reach out with any questions or concerns. This post can be found on the Winter School District's Facebook page under that very same name, Winter School District. Saturday, February 15th at 4 p.m., there's a steak dinner fundraiser for Healing Patriots. This will be taking place at Auxiliary Post 7300, and they'd like to remind you to not wait on the tickets, as they do typically sell very fast. You can contact Healing Patriots for tickets. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at 4 p.m. over at Auxiliary Post 7300 in Glidden. Following the ending of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin is downsizing. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Following the ending of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin is downsizing. The regional carrier has notified state officials of potential layoffs impacting up to 513 employees in the state. The cuts are impacting both unionized and management positions. It's all part of a company-wide workforce reduction set to begin March 31st. Operations are impacted at Appleton International and at Mitchell in Milwaukee. Air Wisconsin says the full extent of the reductions still isn't clear, adding that the union jobs could end up coming back.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Eagles dominate the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. In Super Bowl 59, Philadelphia jumped out to a 24-0 lead in the first half and never looked back. The Chiefs blow a chance to a three-peat. The last time they lost a Super Bowl was to Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Is this one even more disappointing? Andy Reid.
Yeah, they all hurt. You get this far, you battled your tail off to get this far. Very, very hard to do.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts awarded the game's MVP.
Offense was able to score points, to take advantage of opportunities, put points on the board, and defense. Defense played their ass off. They played how they played all year.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I told Dame that he needs to be an aggressive scorer and an aggressive playmaker. And that's a hard thing to do.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries this evening, otherwise clearing tonight, bitter cold, lows 18 to 20 below, wind chills to 30 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold for tomorrow, a high only 5 above. Some flurries possible Wednesday, highs in the low teens. Right now it's 13.
98 Q Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the skin drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Brooks here on 98Q Country. Friends in low places. This might normally be a five in a row, but we've got basketball action starting at 6:30, so we've cut this one short to three in a row. That still means two more country songs coming right at you right now. Here's Luke Bryan on WCQM.
She walks up velvet rope on hooks. She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club up.
my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to catch all her secrets, sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we're leaving. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have. To burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. And I don't know how I got to be the only thing she needs right now. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Hey, I, yeah. I get to be what she wants tonight.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. The ocean, I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Alan Jackson, Tall Tall Trees. That finishes off three in a row on 98Q Country, and that's it for me tonight. I've been Greg Gunderson here from the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls, normally here from 2 to 7 every weekday, but we've got local sports action, girls basketball, Washburn at Butternut coming up at 6:30. We need to fit in a look at the weather quick before then, and a quick word from local sponsors. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll be back with you right here again tomorrow on 98Q Country, WCQM, at 2 o'clock. Here comes local sports action from your local civic media station, 98Q Country. See you tomorrow, folks.
98Q Country.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the Chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family. Learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is gonna dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you wanna be. That is my heart. I wanna be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries this evening, otherwise clearing tonight and bitter cold, lows 18 to 20 below, wind chills to 30 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold for tomorrow, a high only 5 above. Some flurries possible Wednesday, highs in the low teens. Right now it's 13.
98Q Country.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown home. She can rise and shine and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the
world. Country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
Welcome to tonight's broadcast of girls varsity basketball here on 98Q Country. I'm Stephen Gentlin bringing you tonight's game, where the Butternut Midgets are hosting the Washburn Castle Guards girls varsity basketball. The game is already underway. We are 1 minute into this contest. Score is still 0-0 and with Butternut with the ball. Kendra has it at the top of the key, kicks it over to Lizzie, who takes a shot at three, gets blocked. Now we have a fast break for Washburn. The ball gets passed just a little outside of the range of Sandor, the freshman, and so the fast break goes out of bounds. Butternut ball. All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. Good contest we have going forward. Once again, the game just started. Still 0-0, so it's anyone's game. Quick 1-2 pass to Gianna, who loses it on the return pass. Washburn is able to steal the ball, and now they're carrying it down the court. Up the lane, takes her shot. Number three can't get it to drop. Lugwood had good look, couldn't get it, but it was good defensive rebounding by Caitlin Babu, who is dribbling around, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. The ref is waiting to see who he calls it off of. It's to say off of Washburn, so Caitlin will be the one to pass the ball in, most likely to Lizzie. Nope, and gets it inside to Gianna Nari, who turns around a defender, has the angle, but resets the play at the top of the key. Starts dribbling. Gets it back. It's stolen right at the half-court line, and now it's all the way to the hoop for a layup. It's a little strong. It's a miss. Offensive rebound made by number 21, the Cassie Clarabel, who is able to get the ball dunked out to her teammates, and now they're passing across the three-point line. We're in the left corner now. Number three has it, Ludwig. And is able to pass all the way to the other side for a reverse three-point shot. It's short by Cassie Clarenbaugh, who had a good look, couldn't get enough juice on it, and now we have a defensive rebound made by Butternut as they move the ball quickly up the court. Caitlin has it, kicks it over to Isabel over the right corner. Three-point line, long reversal pass to Kendra, who shoots for three, just a little to the right, couldn't get it to drop. It's going to be out of bounds, Washburn ball. Timeout called. 0-0 with 15 minutes and 27 seconds in this game. Both teams have had opportunities to score. They just haven't gotten it dropped in the bucket yet. So right now, both teams are playing very active and aggressive defense, and they have successfully stolen the ball or intercepted the pass twice for both teams. So turnovers already proving to be a big factor here in this game. Starting lineup for the Butternut Midgets is Isabel Probilski, Lizzie Pritzel, Caitlin Babu, Gianna Narin, as well as Kendra Pritzel. And then we'll do the starting lineup for Castle Guards here in a moment as they've just resumed play. Maddie Lugwood carrying the ball up the court to the right corner, passes it inside, and it gets stolen by Isabel. Great job. Another turnover. Butternut kicking the ball over the left. Now Isabel has it back, has to dish it back to Lizzie, then back to Caitlin. The defense of Washburn, they're just playing straight-up man. And because of this, they have just put the pressure on. Three ball is no good. Isabel had a good look for it. There's a scrum for the ball on the floor. They're going to call jump ball in. Wait, in Butternut's favor. So Isabel will be passing the ball in underneath the hoop here in a moment. All right, here's the play. Loader pass to Kendra. She gets the ball. She shoots it. It's just a tad short. The ball is kept live by Gianna, but Washburn gets the ball. Long pass, dribble for a layup, and it's a miss. It's still 0-0. And after all that rebounding, Caitlin gets it on the return. Castle Guards, great defense. Almost intercepted pass. It is. And now Castle Guards are now carrying in another fast break. We have a trip going through. That's going to be a shooting foul. Easy call by the refs there. And we have our chance for first points here with 14 minutes and 32 seconds left in the first half. Score is still 0-0, and Matty Ludwig, senior, starting for the Castle Guards, was able to get a play for the ball, go for a layup, and force a shooting foul. So first free throw is up, and it's in. And so we have our first points of the game going to Washburn. Second free throw. It's up, and it's off to the right a little bit. Good job by Kendra to get the rebound. Quick pass. Caitlin now has it, carrying it up, gets into the double team, has to get the ball out, gets it to Kiana for three. Good look, good shot, but it doesn't go in. Defensive rebound made. Maggie Ludwig, good handles, carrying it down. She's going to drive the hoop, but it just gets stripped off of her hands. Good job by Gina Narring to not only get the steal, but then get the ball moved to the court. Intercepted pass. It's back into Washburn's hands. And now they're carrying the ball to court quickly. They're going to go for another layup. It's a little too strong, but the offensive rebound is made by Gemma Sandor. They kick the ball out, and they're going to say foul on number one. That would be on Gemma Sandor if she kicked it out. So I don't. It must have been like a screen foul or a block, you know, off the ball foul. But either way, that's going to be a half court violation by Isabel, who knew it as soon as she threw it. The ball got passed. They got passed forward to Isabel over the half court line, and then she immediately passed it back to Gianna, who hadn't passed the half court line yet. And she literally released it. You can see on her face. She's like, "Can't believe I did that." Turnover is a major factor in this game. The score is still 1-0 Washburn, and Washburn has the ball in their possession right now. Ludwig carries up, passes back to the left corner. Clarenbaugh has the ball, passes the ball over to Sander. Back inside to number 14. Paulson's got it. Long passing. They're just trying to get someone open. They can't do it. Ludwig drives to the hoop, shoots a free throw, or sorry, excuse me, a layup, doesn't get the foul, misses. And he goes out of bounds off of Butternut, so they will have a chance to continue this offense here in a moment once they pass the ball in under the hoop. Ludwig in, gets it over to Clarenbaugh, back to Ludwig. She shoots for three. It's short, and it's going to be rebounded by Lizzie. Long pass to Caitlin, who's now carrying it up. Is she going to go to the hole? She tries, but her foot comes out from underneath her, and the ball goes helplessly out of bounds. Washburn ball. Gemma Sandor, Matty Ludwig, Anna Doucette, Lenny Paulson, and Cassie Clarenbaugh, the starting roster for Washburn. Just wanted to get that in here for the Castle Guards quick. And as soon as I said the lineup, the possession changed again as a long pass just went out of bounds. So both teams playing some pretty sloppy basketball to open. I do think that it is going to be something that can be cleaned up, though. It just seems like both teams are playing at a little bit faster pace than they want to, and it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Both teams are pushing each other's pace too far, and it just feels like a game of chicken. Good pass in, gets it kicked over to Lizzie, who takes a shot at three, misses. Defensive rebound made by number 14. That would be Paulson, who then gets the ball in underneath the hoop, shoots for a layup, misses. Kaylin Bava with the rebound. Isabel carrying the ball. Full court press. Gets the ball kicked over to Kaylin, who now dribbles up, hit the double team, has to kick the ball out, gets it over to Isabel, then back to Lizzie, then over to the corner to Kendra. She shoots for three, and it's in. So wish. Butternut takes the lead. 3-1. All right. Ludwig, good handles there, kicks it over. We have a nice little spin move after the pass to number 21, Clarenbaugh. Does a nice little floater, it just didn't drop. Goes out of bounds off of Butternut. Washburn will retain possession. Very low-scoring game so far. Both defenses have been very active and very successful. Ludwig has it, shoots for three, looks good, and it is good. Maddie Ludwig with a three in response. It is now 4-3. Castle Guards in the lead once again. Yanaring now has it. Has to kick it out. It's almost intercepted. They are playing very strong, very in-your-face defense, and has been very effective so far. Ball movement hasn't been very good. And as I say that, another forced error came in as the runner tried to pass it over across, and it just went flying out of bounds off of the refs converted it actually off of Washburn. Either way, Washburn has done an excellent job of just mucking up these passing lanes to keep Bunner from what they want to do. Kendra, great move under the hoop. She gets the ball from Isabel, who then is able to immediately turn it into a two-point play on the layup. Great job by Kendra. Long reversal pass over to number 21. She shoots her floater off of one hand. Doesn't go in. The ball's going to be out of bounds off of Washburn. And they're going to say, butternut ball. Cassie Clarenbaugh had a great opportunity. It's now the second time she's taken that floater, where she gets it over by the three-point line in the corner and then steps in and tries to float it over the defense. The shot looks good. It just hasn't dropped in yet. All right, Lizzie carrying the ball up the court. She almost loses it, kicks over to Gianna. Then it's a long pass over to Isabel on the left side. Jade dribbles the ball, gets around her defender. Inside pass underneath. Kendra goes for it, looking for the foul, but she doesn't get it, misses it, and then a travel is called on Washburn when they are trying to get that possession. So it's going to be – that's a lucky break by a butternut right there. Not lucky in the sense that, like, Kendra wanted the foul there, but, hey, that was no shooting foul. So, you know, good job by the refs for letting him play there. Long pass inside to Kaylin, then to Isabel over the right corner. Holding on to the ball for too long. Long pass over. Gets it to Keanu, who just catch, shoots, makes. Boom. There we go. That was fast. That was good. 2 points, 7-4. Butternut in the lead over Washburn with 11 minutes left in the first half. All right. Good passing. Sander gets it over to number 21, Clarenbaugh. Hands it off back to Sander on the screen. Long pass over, but Isabel reads it. She intercepts it. It's nothing but her in the net. They're going to call a foul. Good job by Washburn to foul there before she took the shot. So it's just going to go down as a pushing foul and not a shooting foul. So Washburn will have the opportunity to set up their defense. Great job by Isabel Przybylski. Last time I cast the game here, I'm pretty sure one of the family members was poking fun at me because I avoid that last name because of how many Y's and consonants there are. But Isabel plays a great game, and that was a good defensive effort by her to not only intercept the play but then to draw the foul. All right, here comes the ball. Long passing. Gets it to Kaylin at the key. Quick pass to Lizzie on the right side. Just dribbling in the corner. Great defense. Ball's going to be out of bounds. And they're going to say Washburn ball. That is just straight up great defense. Where there, she put her hands up, put her body in front, and made the midgets try to break through the block, and they couldn't. And she dribbled out of bounds. All right, Clarenbaugh carrying the ball up the court. She's on the top of the key, gets it over to Maddie Ludwig. Right now, the sole scorer for Washburn. She has all four of their points. She looks for three, decides not to take it. It's going to be out of bounds as the ball got tipped out by Butternut. I believe it was number 11. That would be Olivia Hammond, the one that tried to intercept that play. All right. Ludwig's got it. It's around two defenders. She's in the corner. Oh, and she tried to pass it. It just didn't go very well. Now number 11 is carrying it up the court. Hammond gets it underneath for a layup to Gianna Darin. She can't get it to drop, and now the ball's going the other way on the defensive rebound. Ludwig has it in the corner on the right side, passes all the way to the left. Now we have an open look. She decides not to take it. She passes, but it's a lazy high pass. It gets immediately intercepted by Gianna Darin, and they're going to say it's a push out of bounds? Yes, they're going to say foul on Washburn. Pushing on Gianna, good job by her to get back on defense to then be a part of that play. Oh, quick pass inside to Kendra. It is high and left off the backboard. She tried to do a catch and shoot very quickly and just immediately gets defensive rebound. Ludwig tries to get through the defenders, decides to opt out of it, and carries the ball to the left side and just, you know what, stops dribbling, takes a shot, misses. Offensive rebound made by number 14. Good job by Lainey Paulson, freshman, to get the rebound and then make the points. Butternut moved the ball quickly underneath. They're going to call foul on number 14, Lainey Paulson, as number 11, Olivia Hammond, was trying to get position underneath the hoop. All right. third foul for Washburn. I'm sorry, excuse me, fourth foul for Washburn. Looking at the two teams here, we see a lot of huge defensive effort. The score is 7-6. Isabel's got the ball underneath the hoop and cannot get the ball passed out. I think that was a mismatch. She's laughing about it. She's like, I do not need to be the one getting the ball underneath the hoop. Got swarmed by their two small or their two tall girls on the court. All right, Ludwig carrying the ball up the court, carries it to the left side, passes the corner on the left side. Gets it back, carries around the defender, still haven't got past the three-point line. Pass inside to Paulson, then number 21 for three, a tie off the rim. Oh, and then it hit all the lines and metal way above the backboard as it hit the rim and went straight up, so it's called an out-of-bounds ball. That was a great look for Cassie Clarenbaugh. Got the shot, took the shot, just couldn't get the shot to drop. All right. Gianna has the ball. Expired defender. Pass over to Caitlin on the right side. Long to Kendra. Catches. Shoots. It's off the rim. It doesn't drop. And now after the scrum, Lugwin has it. She's carrying up the court. She's got one defender to beat. Does she do it? She tries to draw the foul. That was good. That was a senior move right there by Maddie Ludwig. Maddie Ludwig had the ball, but I'll tell you, she did not have the position to make that free throw. So what she did was she dove for the contact and then made it look like she was taking the shot seriously, and she got the foul for two. That's a senior move. First free throw is in and out. So the score remains 7-6, Butternut with the lead with 8 minutes and 37 seconds left in this first half. Low-scoring game, but the defensive effort has been there for both sides in spades. Second free throw is in and out. They're going to say out of bounds off of the rebound off of Washburn, so Butternut gets the ball. So they kind of get away there. No free throws dropped. All right, Gianna gets the ball in the inbound pass. Meeting full court press. Spin moves out of it. Gets a screen. Carries it to the right side. Ooh, nice handles. Can't get by it, but Clarenbaugh has incredible defense. She will not let her by. She has to dish the pass out. Long pass over to Isabel. Then inside. Knocked out of bounds by number three, Maddie Ludwig. Man, Gianna Arring is a baller, and she is displaying good handles. But you know what? Cassie Clarenbaugh is showing just as good a defense. Inbound pass. That was not a good pass. As Maddie Ludwig immediately goes for the intercept and then carries on the court and then takes it to the paint, draws another foul. Even though it was a miss, she gets another chance for two. Ludwig is putting on a clinic on what it looks like to drive the hoop and draw a foul, which is an amazing play in and of itself. She can get these to drop. She can start to take over this game. First shot is, and I think hit the rim a couple times, still wouldn't go in. All right. 8-11 left. Barnett leads by one, 7-6. Here we go. Second free throw is in. I don't know if that could have hit the rim any more times. Gianna's got it now, carrying up the court, gets by her defender. She's going to run into a bunch more of black jerseys. She does, tries to get around them. The ball got knocked out of bounds, almost a steal, but it did go out off of Washburn, so Butternut has the ball on the pass-in. See what Isabel does here. She's going to look for Kendra. I guarantee it. Nope, I was wrong. She gets it to Gianna on a catch and release on that three. She misses. The ball's passed underneath, and now Ludwig has it. Maddie carrying it up the court. Looks left, goes right, passes it over to the left, back again. 1-2, gets it to number one. She takes her shot. It's off the back of the rim. Good look for Gemma Sandor. The ball somehow, after all of that scrum, ends up in Butternut's hands. Gianna is now slowing it down. Oh, the almost intercepted pass. Isabel still has possession. She passes it over. It ends up in Kendra's hands. Back to Gianna. She takes the shot. It kind of jams itself in the back of the rim there. It doesn't fall. So it's 7-7. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left. The ball's moving down quickly. Sanders got the ball. Tries to get it inside to the paint. She bails on it. Number 23, Sienna Sandor. Sienna Sandor decides not to do anything. All right. We have a – I looked down just to check her name, and I have no idea why the possession changed. I am sorry. All right. Timeout. Timeout called. All right, so we have 7 minutes and 9 seconds left in the first half. The score is tied 7-7. Butternut has the ball. This is 98Q Country you're listening to. We're going to have more basketball when we come back from commercial. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Hello, welcome back to 98Q Country, where we have girls varsity basketball, and we're going to take any break because they didn't take any break. If you know anything about these two teams right now, between Butternut Midgets hosting the Washburn Castle Guards, is that both teams are sprinting nonstop all the time, going action, and it is it's been tough to follow. I'm doing the best I can to try to communicate what's happening, and out of the timeout, there was no – it's like literally the ref said throw, and they just went buck wild with it. So – here we go. The score is still 7-7 with 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. And the pass goes high. Lovely wishes she had that back. Goes out of bounds, but on a ball. Usually I have my tracker here to track points, who scored the points, and, you know, what shot it was. I need a turnover tracker this game because there has been so many. Okay, here we go. Yannanaring. Nice little move. Gets the defender behind her. She passes, and they're going to call traveling on what looks to be like a skipping pivot foot. All right. Some substitutions coming in. Anna Doucette, sophomore, will be coming in for, I believe, number 3. So Ludwig will have a chance on the bench for a little bit. Ball gets moved over, passed over back to Clarenbell. Gets it inside the paint, and it is going to be stolen. It is. They're going to say out of bounds. Oh, her knee touched out of bounds as she got possession of the ball. Lizzie almost made an incredible play, but it goes just a little outside. All right, Clarenbell's got the ball. Right corner. Does a little spin move. Goes into the paint, and Yannanaring, great play, reaches, steals. Kaylin Babel carrying it on the court. She's going to go for a layup. She takes the shot. It's going to be a shooting foul. Good job by Kaylin. So waiting to see when she would get herself in this game. Kaylin Babel, the junior for Butternut, done a good job this year. And waiting to see when she gets on the scoreboard. She always does. So her first free throw is going to be just a little to the right. No good. The score remains 7-7. 6 minutes and 8 seconds remain in this first half. Number 4 just checked in for Washburn. That would be Gloria Bross, junior. All right. Second shot is off the back of the rim. Kendrick gets the offensive rebound. She takes the shot, gets a miss. Both teams got a break there. I'm pretty sure that would have been a shooting foul, but it didn't get called. But it went out of bounds off of Washburn, so Butternut keeps possession and now they're passing the ball underneath the hoop. They get the ball to Kendra for 3. Her foot might have touched the line, but it didn't. How did that ball go in and then roll out? All right. Score is still 7-7. Washburn moving the ball up the court. Number 10 has it. Gets it in the corner to Ross, who's now getting completely swarmed by Caitlin and Gianna. She's trying to rip through the defense, and Gianna just says, this is mine now, and just takes the ball right out of her hand. Caitlin's got it, tries to dribble by the defender, tries to get around Ross, and they're going to call foul. Let's see here. They're going to call foul on Ross, on Gloria Ross. Good defense, though. Sometimes you draw the foul. When you're playing physical defense, doesn't mean you played it bad, just means you drew a foul. That one is going to be a foul on number 21, yes, on Cassie Clarenbaum, who it was inadvertent. It wasn't purposeful, but it was a tripping, so that is unlucky for Washburn. That is now going to move them into the team foul, and the free throws will now start raining down. 5 minutes and 30 seconds you have of this first half for Butternut to have the bonus. All right, Maddie Ludwig coming in. Their leading scorer with 5 of their 7 points is back in. All right, Kiana looking for her points of the game here. First free throw is a miss. Couldn't get it to drop, and now defense rebound comes through. Ludwig carrying the ball, gets it through, drives to the hoop. 1-2 step inside, miss. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be off of Butternut, so Washburn gets to pass the ball in underneath the hoop. All right, here we go. Ludwig passes into the left corner. Now Clarenbaugh's carrying it. She decides to get it into the paint. Then it immediately gets rejected, and Giannanari intercepts the ball. It's just her in the hoop. 1-2, passes a little wide. Isabel gets the offensive rebound. She misses. Gianna gets the rebound that one for that one. And now she's in the corner. She has to bail the ball. Gets it over to Lizzie. Then back to Gianna on the pass. Then back to Lizzie, who has it. Long 2, misses. Kendra gets the offensive rebound, and she's able to finish the play. 9-7. We now have broken the tie as Kendra gets her 7th point of the night. All right, pass over inside under the paint. Number 14 has it, takes her shot, misses her shot. Lizzie Bristle with some aggression underneath the hoop. Gets the rebound, starts throwing elbows, and gets the foul called as the defense comes up and tries to mug her. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about underneath the hoop. When you get that rebound, start positioning for yourself for it, all right? You can't just let the defense come up and start taking swats. You got to start throwing elbows, right? Make some space. Get them to back off. And that's exactly what she did, and she got the foul. That's good. All right, free throw up, and no one's shooting free throws good tonight. But now it gets another defensive rebound as Ludwig is carrying the ball. They only trail by 2, Washburn is anyway, and they are carrying the ball. Gets the pass inside. She has a look, and she shoots it a little high. Number 14 has just been cold. It's a long shot by Ludwig. It's going to go out of bounds. And what a heads-up play by number 23, Sienna Sandor, so it was an air ball off of Maddie Ludwig from the three-point attempt, and so it's going to go out of bounds. So Butternut is like, I ain't touching it. And so the senior, Sienna Sandor, jumps out of bounds, like in the air, grabs the ball, throws it inbounds at the Butternut player. So the last person who touched it was Butternut. So, with all that being said, Washburn keeps possession. Long pass to Ludwig in the right corner. She tries to get it underneath. Can't do it. She passes inside, but it gets knocked back outside to her. She tries to dribble inside. It gets stolen. Now Caitlin Babel's got the ball. Carries it right. Loses it off of the dribble. They're going to say it was knocked out of her hand by Gloria Vross of the Castle Guard. So Isabel will be passing the ball in. Substitutions, Gannon coming back in. For Butternut, they only have 1 substitution tonight. Caitlin's going to be hitting the bench for the first time, get a little rest with the last 4 minutes of this half remaining. Pass inside, Kendra gets it, passes out to Gianna at the top of the key. She tries to pass, it's going to go off of her leg and foot, so it's going to be called for kicking. All righty. They're going to reset now, and is that Lizzie passing the ball in? It is. Lizzie Pristle will be passing the ball in. They're looking to intercept it. Trying to get open. Gets it to Isabel. Then back to Lizzie. She's got a dribble. She does. Able to get by the defender. Washburn is not letting any inch go by for free. They're fighting for everything. Kendra gets a look for 2 on the inside. It doesn't go down. And now we have another defensive rebound by Washburn, who carries the ball up the court. 9-7. Butternut still in the lead by 2. Pass to the left. Number 2 takes her 3 and takes the lead. That is a great shot by number 21, Cassie Clarenbaum. All right, we have a foul on Giannanari. The crowd, as well as me, has no idea what that was. So here we go. Washburn now has the ball after just taking the lead, 10-9, and timeout has been called by the Castle Guard. 3 minutes and 25 seconds remain in this first half. competitive game here. Scores 10-9 as Kessgard lead the Midgets here on 98Q Country. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more basketball.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Welcome back here in 98Q Country. We have girls varsity basketball, and Butternut Midgets are hosting the Washburn Castle Guards. Timeout has concluded.